Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Baseball Report presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, Schnucks, think local, think Schnucks, and Hair Saloon for Men. Hair Saloon's home base right here in St. Louis, founded in 1997, $22, you receive the perfect haircut. Now, they keep client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want. They'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. That's all at Hair Saloon for Men. Before we hear from Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com, and a lot to get into with the new hitting coach of the St. Louis Cardinals, Stubby Clapp added to the Major League staff, Colton Wong, the Fielding Bible Award winner at second base, and much more. I want to tell you about something I'm involved with Tim McKernan. Many people know Tim McKernan here in St. Louis, and we have an event that'll benefit Three Little Birds for Life, St. Louis-based charity that grants the wishes of young adults battling cancer. And what we're doing, and I think this is going to be a lot of fun, Bud Light presents Dan McLaughlin, Tim McKernan, Q&A live from the Improv Shop. And we'll field questions about certainly the Cardinals, the Blues, Mizzou, SLU, whatever sports-related discussions the audience would like to get into. It's 90 minutes. Doors open up at 5:30. Q&A starts at 6:30, and we'll go about 90 minutes. And the Improv Shop is selling AB InBev products and providing specials on buckets of beer throughout the evening. Nana Mama's Pizza providing appetizer, salad, and pizza beginning at 5:30. And all that is included in the price of your ticket, which is $50. That's it, $50. And a good portion of that will go to a great cause here in St. Louis. So hope you join us on that. And if you'd like to find out more, you can email me at dan@scoopswithdannymac.com, dan@scoopswithdannymac.com, or just check my Twitter feed, and I've got information on it there as well, also on the Facebook page too. This is presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. And they have a great deal going on with Ticket Tuesdays. It's Ticket Tuesdays at Hotshots. So you can enter to win a pair of tickets at every Hotshots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. All you have to do, throw on your Blues gear, show up, register to win a pair of tickets, and cheer on the Blues while you enjoy awesome specials, food and drinks, including Bud Family, Jack Daniels, Blue Sampler, appetizers, and more. That's at Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill. We visit from the Lou Few Studios coming up with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com here on Scoops with Danny Mac.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with Danny Mac.com. Our chances always weekly visits with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Brian is out in Arizona covering the Arizona Fall League. We'll get into that in just a moment, but some news. First off, with the St. Louis Cardinals, we've been speculating, Brian, over the last handful of weeks, what may happen with Stubby Clapp, and we finally get our answer now that the World Series is done. Stubby will serve as the first base coach. Number one, no surprise in my mind to see him stay in the organization. I am, though, a bit surprised that maybe there wasn't more overtures for his services. What are your thoughts on Stubby coming to St. Louis and basically not managing at least next year?
Well, there are a lot of hot prospects that we've seen around Major League Baseball receive interest for jobs, and a lot of organizations are getting guys that they're familiar with or that they have contacts with. It turns out, apparently, Stubby didn't even receive a formal interview with Toronto, which looked like a good fit, but he did receive an interview with Texas. And but for whatever reason, they decided to go a different direction. And that's wonderful for the Cardinals that they get Stubby Clapp, which will be his first job on a Major League staff as the first base coach for the St. Louis Cardinals in 2019. And he's a two-time manager of the year in the Pacific Coast League, so he did an excellent job in Memphis. And there's no saying that he won't continue to enhance his attractiveness as a Major League managerial spot by getting some time on Mike Schilt's staff.
Now, we know, too, that Jeff Albert has been named the hitting coach with the St. Louis Cardinals. A lot of years in the minor leagues, in particular with Houston and St. Louis. What do you know about Jeff Albert?
I was very happy to see this hiring of Jeff Albert. He's a sharp young mind. He did a great job in the Cardinals minor league system, and he was part of the crew, the large crew, that went down to the Astros when Jeff Luhnow left the organization. And he, Jeff Albert, got more and more responsibility through the Astros. He was their minor league hitting coordinator for 4 years, and basically that's the job that George Greer had, and it's going back to. So, I mean, we're talking about basically the head, you know, the head of all minor league hitting instruction in the Astros organization. Then he moved up to the major league staff this last year and was the second, or basically the assistant hitting coach. So now he gets a chance to become a major league hitting coach for the first time. And a young guy, a lot of energy, a lot of respect around the game. I think Jeff Albert's going to be a very nice addition to the staff.
Any idea, Brian, of his philosophies in this day and age now of launch angle? What have you heard about what he really likes to rely on and what he teaches?
Well, I hadn't heard a lot about launch angle, but I think the most important thing was something that the Cardinals themselves decided to focus on in their press release, and that was the Astros had the second fewest amount of strikeouts in Major League Baseball during this last season. So the approach is contact, putting the, and it sounds very simple, don't swing at balls, put the ball in the bat, but yet it really worked for the Houston Astros, and of course, the Houston Astros Major League Club had some tremendous young talent, but that's the hitting philosophy that he will bring, and hopefully, you know, we'll see the Cardinals become a more disciplined hitting organization under his instruction than that of Mark Budafka, who's going to be staying on as the assistant hitting coach with Jeff this next year.
I wrote about it yesterday on my Monday Musings, which is just kind of a, for fans that don't know, I write a little bit about just some thoughts that come to mind, and one of the things that came to mind for me is that as you watch both Houston and the Boston Red Sox, and we didn't see it a lot in the World Series, especially in that 18-inning game when it looked like, you know, everybody was just trying to end it with a home run. But in general, the Red Sox were a team that was highly gifted, obviously, great athletes, great players, but there was a premium on putting the ball in play. And when you look at the Cardinals and their success this year, namely August, they go 22-6 in that month, and that was the month that everything came together. And I noticed the fact that they put a lot of guys in motion. They were more aggressive. Well, there's a reason. They were putting the ball in play. There weren't as many swings and misses or strikeouts. And to me, they've got to get back to to that type of formula if they're going to have a chance to win.
I agree, Dan. And, you know, conversely, what we saw in September was a lot of return to the old habits. Over-anxiousness, swinging balls out of the zone, you know, trying to do too much, hit the big home run when just getting on base would do the trick. So, you're right. I think that approach that hopefully the new hitting coaches will bring will bear fruit for the Cardinals in 2019.
What were your impressions of the World Series, Boston essentially dominating that and winning it in five games?
Really, there wasn't a lot of surprise. I think most folks felt that, frankly, the two best teams in the postseason were the ones that played in the American League Championship Series. And, you know, once Boston eliminated Houston, they were the clear favorite to win, and they won. But, you know, for all the talk of Boston having a $220 million payroll, second highest in Major League Baseball and all that, I mean, look at the guys who stood out for them. I mean, Mitch Moreland hit that, you know, huge home run in Game 4, made $6.5 million. Steve Pierce, the most valuable player in the World Series, 3 home runs, 8 RBI in 5 games, makes $6.25 million, and like 1.6 of that was paid by Toronto. He was basically a giveaway at the deadline. And so what we saw was that, as they have did a lot of the playoff clubs, made some shrewd moves at the deadline to bring in players who they believe were, underutilized. And in that case, I mean, they added the guy who turned out to be the MVP of the World Series. And unfortunately, the Cardinals used to do that back in the day. We saw the Will Clarks and the Larry Walkers, the Matt Holliday's come in. And unfortunately, this year it was, you know, just Matt Adams off the waiver wire, and that wasn't enough. And you looked around the division, the Cubs are adding, you know, big names like Daniel Murphy and Cole Hamels, and the Brewers added, I don't know, half a dozen guys, Moustakas, Gio Gonzalez, Scope, Granderson, you know, a bunch of guys. And, you know, the Cardinals obviously didn't feel that they were going to be able to compete with those two teams at the top of the division, but that trajectory has to change.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks. Colton Wong, one the Fielding Bible's honor as the finest defensive player in the major leagues at second base. He was plus 19 in defensive runs saved. I think he's going to win the Gold Glove, but this is a precursor to that. How about your thoughts on Colton winning this particular award?
Well, it was a tight race. The Sports Information Solutions, formerly called Baseball Information Solutions, has given this Fielding Bible Award out to the top major league player at each position over, you know, for the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. And Colton Wong barely edged DJ LeMahieu in his voting. And it's a bunch of sabermetric experts who vote for this award. And we're talking about people like Bill James, who, of course, the father of sabermetrics, and then folks like me, like Peter Gammons and Joe Posnanski. So these folks, you know, heavily using defensive metrics, selected Colton Wong as the top fielding second baseman in baseball. And I think when it comes down to it in the Gold Glove Awards, which will be announced on Sunday night, I think it'll be down to Wong and LeMahieu, who won last year. Javier Baez is the third, you know, the third person in that in the running. And interestingly, what Fielding Bible did several years back was created a multi-position award. So in addition to the nine positions in the field, they have a 10th position, which is multi-position. And Baez has won that award 3 years in a row because, you know, his defensive value is really that he can, you know, play all over the diamond. And, you know, it's unfortunate the Gold Glove doesn't have that because it would deal with this problem of Baez, who's has made many great highlight plays, but sort of like Harrison Bader in center field, he hasn't played second base, didn't play second base nearly as much as the other candidates, and you'd hate to see him win the award over guys who were out there at that spot every day.
I was watching the World Series, and I was thinking about you as Joe Kelly was on the mound, and thinking about his time in the minor leagues, which the Cardinals weren't sure for a while. Would he be a starter? Would he be a reliever? He was dominant in the postseason. Not great during regular season play overall for the Red Sox in his time with Boston, a free agent to be, but man, when the money was on the line, he was great, and he was great again this postseason. What do you remember about Joe Kelly, and what do you think about maybe potentially bringing him back to the Cardinals?
Well, you know, Joe Kelly, you know, is an interesting guy. I mean, he had done some relieving in college, and then he was, you know, the Cardinals, of course, had him as a starter, and really most prospects the Cardinals have to start in the minor leagues so they can work on multiple pitches, so they can pitch on a regular basis, you know, even if they're projected to be a reliever when they reach the major leagues. And, of course, Kelly was tried as a starter by the Cardinals. He was, you know, tried as a starter even with the Red Sox before he, you know, ended up being in the bullpen, primarily because of his inconsistency. Everybody always marveled over Joe Kelly's fastball and his velocity, although his fastball doesn't have that great of movement. You know, when you're pushing 100 miles an hour, that's a great thing. The problem that Joe Kelly has had consistently through his career, and even did this year, was that he just walks too many batters. And he didn't do it in the playoffs. I mean, the guy we saw in the playoffs was, you know, the kind of guy that, you know, a Josh Hader kind of guy that every team would like to have. But the reality is, over the regular season, Joe Kelly has been an average or below average major league pitcher every year, with the exception of 2017. So, you know, I wouldn't get all excited about having the regular season Joe Kelly. If I could, you know, if he's a guy I could pick up late in the year and have in the playoffs, that would be great. But, I think coming off his World Series performance, he may get more money in more years than proves out to be a good deal over time.
I'm curious, too. You're in Arizona. Who has stood out as we talk weekly about the Cardinals and some of the young prospects that they have there? But they have their fall stars. Who stands out for you right now from what the Cardinals have done?
Well, certainly the fall stars game is what the Arizona Fall League uses as sort of their all-star game. But it's kind of interesting because it's not necessarily the players who have the best statistics in the Arizona Fall League. They also pick a lot of the top names, the top prospects are in the league, whether or not they're playing well or not. And this year, the Cardinals, at least out of the gate, have only one invitee, and that's Evan Krasinski, the left-hander that the Cardinals drafted out of East Carolina in 2017. And we talked about Krasinski before, but just in summary, he started out in Palm Beach, performed well, and then got promoted to Springfield and got even better. And that's kind of unusual when you see a guy who, you know, Palm Beach and the Florida State League is known as a pitcher's league, and the Texas League, the AA League, is known as a hitter's league. And he posted a 2.50 ERA at Springfield, a 200 batting average against, only allowed one home run and six starts. And so Krasinski got invited to the Fall League and threw four starts down there. He's got a 1.74 ERA. So he's a guy that, you know, could easily step into the void, the prospect void that Austin Gomber created of being, you know, who's the next left-hander, you know, in the system who may be able to contribute. Now, I'm also, of course, you know, not counting out the young man that the Cardinals picked up in trade from Tampa Bay, Cabrera, who also I think has great potential to help out the Cardinals in the future.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
This is Dan McLaughlin, and I'm proud to be the first member of Fuse Select. It's a new, first-of-its-kind program ever to hit St. Louis through the Lou Fuse Automotive Network. So what exactly is Fuse Select? Here you go. It's a monthly car subscription that's an alternative to leasing or owning a vehicle. Just download the Fuse Select app. You could be driving an SUV for family trips. Maybe it's a fun sports car for date nights, a luxury sedan for a daily commute. And with your subscription, insurance, maintenance, cleaning is all included. My favorite part of the program, unlimited flips. The Fuse Select Concierge team delivers the vehicle of your choice right to your doorstep. Unlimited flips. It's incredible. Fuse Select. Learn more. Sign up at Fuse.com. Fuse Select, like owning a multi-car garage.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
I ran into Carson Kelly here in St. Louis. He's working out here in town, and we talked a lot about you know, his future, what lies ahead. Yadier Molina's got a couple of years left on his contract, and he does not seem to be slowing down whatsoever. What do you think the value is of a Carson Kelly? This time last year, rated as a number one or number two prospect of catchers in all of baseball. What do you think the feeling is of Carson Kelly right now around Major League Baseball?
Well, it's interesting you should ask that, Dan, because I was talking to the scout. I'm working on one of the things that we do at the Cardinal Nation is roll out our top prospect list for next year very early. We start in mid-November, and it goes through the end of the year. So by the time folks go to winter warm-up, we already have our top prospect list on the table. And I was talking to a scout today about Carson Kelly. And, you know, his take was that if the Cardinals were going to trade Carson Kelly, it should have been done last year. And granted, that's done with 2020 hindsight. But I think at this point now, Carson Kelly needs to be at a point where he gets an extended look in the major leagues. And he's not going to get that in Memphis. And as Molina's backup, unless they create an environment where he can start once or twice a week, you know, it's going to be hard for him to find that in St. Louis. But I think they have to force it in. I think they have to make it work to be able to maximize the value of it. I mean, he's still only 23 years old.
TheCardinalNation.com. It never quits. And Brian Walton is out at the Arizona Fall League. What do you have up on the website? What have you been working on this past week? And what can fans look ahead to this upcoming week?
Well, one of the things that that I'll be doing is I'll be sitting down with Stubby to talk to him not only about how the season went for Memphis, but also how things are going with the eight prospects that are in the Arizona Fall League. I hope to talk to all of the Cardinals that are down there individually and have interviews with all of them up on the site. What's on the site currently, of course, articles about the new coaches, about Wong and the Fielding Bible, some new international signees, as well as our normal features. So, goodness, new content every day.
Brian, thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Dan.